Arthur Godfrey, who usually comes around to this Talent Scouts about this time on Monday, is off on a summer holiday. He'll be back with us 4 weeks from tonight on August 29th.
Jimmy, do you think we'll be able to make our marriage work?
Well, somebody better work in this family. We're broke.
That's Janet and Jimmy, a very unusual married couple. They're in love.
I love you.
Not quite so long hair, boys. This is Young Love.
Oh! Truly dear.
Welcome to the new college story, Young Love, starring Janet Waldo and Jimmy Lydon with John Heaston, the Judd Conlon choristers, and Wilbur Hatch and his orchestra.
I love you truly. Truly, 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 so truly dear.
Hey, Jan, my dad's coming down to the campus this weekend.
No!
Yeah, it's alumni day, and Dad never misses his class reunion.
Oh, I'm scared to meet him. Is he nice?
Well, as far as go, I guess he's nice. My mother likes him.
When does he get here?
Well, his letter says, flight 29 Saturday morning.
Let's see his handwriting. Oh!
Well, what's the matter?
Your father makes O's just like Mussolini.
Huh?
Look, his O's lean backwards. And I read in a magazine once that Mussolini made his O's that way.
Yeah.
Hi, Jan, Jimmy. What you studying so hard?
Oh, hi, Professor Mitchell.
Hi, Mitch. We're analyzing my father's O's.
Oh, I should have known you wouldn't be concentrating that hard on a journalism assignment.
Mitch, I've got to meet my father-in-law this weekend, and how does a daughter-in-law act toward a father-in-law who doesn't know she's his daughter-in-law?
I don't know. It's been so long since I was a daughter-in-law.
Well, keeping our marriage a secret is a DGTP.
What's that, a new insecticide?
Mitch, you aren't up on the campus slang. A DGTP is a doggone tough proposition.
Oh, excuse me. Guess I'm old-fashioned. I still talk in words. Someday I'll have to take a course in this new jet-propelled grammar.
Mitch, you and Janet and I are the only people who know we're married.
Well, how about the Justice of the Peace who tied the knot?
Oh, he doesn't count. We'll never see him again.
Look, kids, suppose you told everybody you were married. Would the world come to an end?
Yep.
I'd lose my scholarship. It's only for single women. I'd have to leave school.
And my dad would blow a gasket. He's very strict.
He makes O's like Mussolini.
I've got an idea. Jan, why don't you invite your dad down this weekend, too?
My dad?
Sure, you get both of your father-in-laws together on campus, see that they get to know each other, and maybe they'll be real buddies and pals.
Yeah, then we could spring it on them, maybe.
Who knows? Might do the trick.
I'll write Daddy today. Oh, Mitch, thanks for a swell idea.
Didn't you know all along I was a VCTP?
A VCTP?
Very clever type professor.
Announcing the arrival of southbound flight number 29, now unloading at gate number 4.
Here they come.
Oh, what does your father look like?
Oh, I don't know. He just looks like an ordinary father.
Jimmy!
Oh, and there he is. Hello, Dad!
How are you, son? You're looking fit as a trooper.
Oh, feel fine, Dad. I want you to meet a friend.
How are your studies coming? Not plunking anything, huh?
Well, only astronomy.
Good. Dad, never could see any use to astronomy anyhow.
Well, Dad, I want you to...
Say, it is good to get back to my old stamping ground again. Makes me feel like a college boy. Happiest days of my life were spent here, son. Let's lift again the
Dad.
Foaming stein to all Midwestern,
Dad,
we are born.
Dad, this is Janet Shaw.
Who?
Janet Shaw.
Shaw, Shaw. I know some Shaws.
You do?
Is your family in natural gas?
I don't think so. Daddy's a railroad man.
Railroads. Thing of the past.
Did you have a nice flight, Dad?
Oh, beautiful flight. We went through 4 thunderstorms. Everybody on the plane got sick, and I was sitting next to a 10-week-old brat that bawled all the way. Only way to travel.
Well, we better go out in front and claim your luggage.
Ah, son, it certainly is good to get away from the office for a weekend. I tell you, I'm a martyr to the real estate business. A martyr. What's this girl following us for?
Well, she's with me. She's a friend of mine.
Do you mind?
No, you can tag along, kid, if you want to. James, they're throwing me to the lions, that's what they're doing. Did you ever hear of the Women's Civic Betterment League?
I don't think so.
I wish I'd never heard of them. Calling me a swindler, trying to drive me out of business, just because my new real estate development is a little bit swampy.
Oh. That's too bad.
Yeah, but they don't know the kind of a man they're up against. I have not yet begun to fight.
No. Take it easy, Chad. You're going to lick them.
You bet I am. Women's Civic Betterment League. Ah, this is just what I need to get out with the boys tonight. James, you're going to have dinner tonight at the Alpine Cave. By the way, do you remember June Plocher?
June Plocher?
Oh, she remembers you. Tubby Plocher's daughter. James here used to play house with her when he was just a mite.
Really?
Yeah, the little girl who lived next door to her.
Yeah, well, she's not such a little girl now. She asked extra special to be remembered to you, James. Ah, that girl sure has blossomed out. She's tubby all over again. Folks have got money, too. What does your father do with the railroads, miss?
He was a dispatcher, but he's retired. And I weigh 105 pounds with my shoes on.
Jan!
I'll see you later.
Dad, you hurt her feelings.
What'd I say? Say, you aren't seriously interested in that girl, are you, James?
Well, I like her.
She's skinny. I tell you, son, find a girl you can hang on to. Like Tubby Ploach's daughter. Why, if this girl turned sideways, you wouldn't even know she was there.
Yeah, but, Dad...
What do you see in this girl?
Well, I think she's beautiful.
Not enough to her to be beautiful. She'd blow away in a stiff breeze. Find yourself a healthy girl. That's what you want. Help!
Janet is smart.
Smart? Uh-oh, steer clear of the smart one, son. If there's one thing you don't want in a woman, it's brains.
Are you sure your dad will be on this train?
Well, I think so. The folks only got my letter yesterday, so there wasn't time for him to write back.
Well, what's your dad like?
He's nothing like your father. My dad is a gentleman.
Oh, well, you'll like my father when you get to know him. We'll have dinner tonight at the Alpine Cave. It's a real man's place, and your dad and my dad will get on fine.
Hello, Janet. Hello, my baby.
Oh, Mother.
Mother?
Oh, my darling little Janet. How are you, baby?
Mother, it's so good to see you, and I'm so surprised.
I'll just bet you are.
What happened to Dad? He's not sick.
Oh, no, he had a lodge meeting tonight, and he just couldn't miss it. But I said to myself, we aren't going to disappoint our Janet. I'm going to come instead.
Oh, Mother, I'm so glad you did.
Who's this?
Mom, this is somebody I want you to meet.
I'll just bet this is the young man I've been hearing so much about. You don't have to introduce us. I feel as if I already know you.
You do?
I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Winchakovich.
My name is James E. Lewis, Jr.
Oh, well, I'm glad to meet any of Janet's friends. Now you're looking fine, dear. I believe you've put on a little weight.
I hope so.
Oh, well, you can carry it. But you don't want to get too fleshy, dear. Remember, the lean rats bury the fat ones.
May I carry your bag, Mrs. Shaw?
Why, thank you, Mr. Loomis.
Lewis, Mother. His name is Lewis.
Well, I should be able to remember that. It's such a common name.
Would you like to freshen up a little bit before we go over to the campus?
No, but I am tired from that train trip, and I wonder, could we stop and get a little, pick-me-up? Could we? Would you like something to drink, Mr. Lewis?
Well, sure, there's a place right near the station.
Oh, I just know I'd feel better once I get a good stiff drink inside of me.
Mother!
Oh, I'm not going to have it with any lemon or sugar or cream. I'm going to take my tea straight.
Mm-hmm.
Another cup of tea, Mr. Lucas?
Mother, Jimmy's name is Lewis. You've got to remember that. You have no idea how important it is.
Oh, yes, I do. I know that you two are thinking of each other as more than just casual acquaintances.
Yeah, we are.
But before two young people can think seriously about one another, we must know, are you right for each other? We must analyze it emotionally, psychologically, and by tea leaves.
By tea leaves?
Oh, you've no idea how coming events cast their tea leaves before. Now, let me have both your teacups.
Do you really believe in these things, Mrs. Shaw?
Oh, my, yes. I married Mr. Shaw entirely on account of his tea leaves. Oh, he had the darlingest tea leaves you ever saw. Cups, please. Now, let me see. What have we here? Oh, my.
It's pretty interesting, huh?
I can read it like a printed page.
What does it say, Mother?
A warning. You two children could never possibly be married to each other.
Are you sure?
Your tea leaves are just lying there screaming, no, no, no!
Jan, I've got a very strong feeling we've made a mistake.
So have I, Jimmy. I'm afraid of what's going to happen when we bring your dad and my mother together at dinner tonight.
Yeah, I feel like that time in chemistry lab when I mixed sodium hyposulfite with nitric acid.
What happened?
Don't do it.
Your dad's like a bull in a china shop.
Well, I wouldn't go bragging about your mother and her tea leaves.
She's not going to like the Alpine Cave, I can tell you that right now.
Hello.
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 Yeah, I've been looking all over for you.
You have?
Yeah, I've been asking everybody on the campus, where is the residence of Mr. and Mrs. James E. Lewis?
Oh, no.
And they just look at me as if I'm crazy.
Well, how did you... I mean, what...
Who are you?
Well, don't you remember, honey? I married you.
Huh? You're the Justice of the Peace.
Oh, from Circleville.
I guess you didn't recognize me in these two-tone shoes. I'm on vacation.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, I just came down to see how things were going. You see, you two are the first couple I ever married, and I wanted to see if it really took. Are you happy?
Yeah.
We're happy.
Still just the two of you. Oh, of course it's just the two of you. After 4 weeks, I just wasn't thinking. It's silly, isn't it? Doesn't happen that fast with grasshoppers.
Well, it was nice of you to look us up.
Well, you know how I feel about you two? I feel, well, like a shopkeeper who just went into business and wants to make sure his first sale went over with a smash. You know, satisfied customers.
Oh, we're very satisfied with your work.
You like the way I tied the knot?
You have no idea the kind of knot you tied.
Well, I'm glad you got your $2 worth. Well, what are we going to do to celebrate?
Celebrate?
Well, you see, our parents are in town.
Both your parents?
No, one each.
Oh, your father and his mother?
No.
Oh, your mother and her father?
No.
My mother and his father.
Oh, well, never mind. I'll get it straightened out at dinner.
Dinner?
You see, Jimmy's dad wants to eat at the Alpine Cave.
The Alpine Cave? Oh, I know just where that is. I'll meet you there.
Well, I'm not sure that we can.
No, exactly what you're trying to say. Now, I realize that a couple of newlyweds still in college don't have much money to throw around.
Well, yes.
And just between you and me, a justice of the peace isn't exactly a Texas oil man. So this dinner is going to be Dutch.
Oh, but you don't understand.
No, I won't have it any other way. Dutch. When we have dinner tonight, it's going to be every man for himself.
Oh, brother.
We'll be back with Young Love in just a moment. Basil Rathbone, a CBS star in his own right, pays a visit to take breakfast with Burroughs later this evening on most of these CBS stations. Mr. Rathbone usually utilizes his wits to outwit the erring criminal. Mr. Burroughs utilizes his wits to write songs like The Girl with the Three Blue Eyes. It should be quite a battle of wits, as the public relations men would call it, on CBS later this evening. Breakfast with Burroughs is heard in part of the familiar Lux Radio Theater time and is so called because Mr. Burroughs gets up late. Now back to Jimmy and Jan and the second act of Young Love.
You and me, a little brown jug, don't I love thee? You and me, a little brown jug, don't I love thee?
This is the music you'll hear any night of the week at the Alpine Cape. You'll just love this restaurant if you've got a little Wiener Schnitzel in your soul.
Ho, 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 welcome to the Alpine Cave.
A guy with a feather in his cap and the knee pants is Hans Kobelmeister, jolly host and proprietor of the Alpine Cave.
Ho, 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 I am Hans Kobelmeister, jolly host and proprietor of the Alpine Cave.
I already said that. The Alpine Cave is a little slice of old Switzerland in central Ohio.
The Alpine Cave is a little slice of old Switzerland in central Ohio.
All right, you tell it. I'm tired.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have enjoyed the singing and dancing of my Bavarian bell ringer. Remember, everybody loves everybody when you are guests of Hans Kobelmeister, jolly host and proprietor of the Alpine Cave. Ho, ho, ho.
Just follow me right on down the steps. Come on, Jay. Well, Hans, how are you, Hans, you old son of a gun?
Welcome to the Alpine Cave.
I'll bet you're holding the best table in the house, Hans, for an old pal, huh?
How many, please?
Just the two of us.
Well, Dad...
This is my son, Hans. Chip off the old block.
Dad, Jan's meeting us here.
Oh, we gotta feed her? Well, I'll be a sport. Make that a table for three, Hans.
Well, Dad...
Well?
Jan's bringing somebody.
Another girl? A girl for your old dad? Well, aren't you the fixer, boy?
She's not exactly a girl. She's married.
Say, you going out with married women these days?
Could be.
Hello, Jimmy. I'm sorry we're late.
Oh, hi, Jan.
Mr. Lewis, I want you to meet my mother.
Mother. How do you do?
Mrs. Shaw, this is my father.
How do you do? Oh, what a dreadful place. I'm sure they don't wash their letters.
Would you like to sit down, or shall I serve you here in the doorway?
Yours to a table, Hans, old pal. Ah, there we are. This is fine.
Hello.
Hello.
I hope you haven't ordered yet.
No.
Oh, good. Then I haven't kept you waiting. Huh.
Who is this guy?
Well, I'm sure I don't know. I never saw him before in my life.
Folks, I guess we should explain.
Now, don't you bother yourself with introductions. Let me guess. That's Mr. Shaw, and that's Mrs. Lewis.
I'm Mr. Lewis.
I'm Mrs. Shaw.
I'm Sam.
Sam.
Yeah, but don't you worry for a minute. I'm paying my own way.
Well, Dad, I don't know exactly how to
put this. Is this table ready to order?
You bet we are, Hans, old pal. Folks, I want you all to meet my old college buddy. This is Hans Kobelmeister, jolly host and proprietor of the Alpine Cave. Ho, ho, ho.
That's me.
Hans, remember the high old times we used to have back in the days when I was in school? This was the campus hangout even then, you know. Hans, old pal, remember the time we stuffed the pot roast in Beanie Wilson's mattress?
Mattress?
And the time we put the rubber cement in the dean's cauliflower? You remember, don't you, Hans? You remember?
No.
Well, those were the days. Now, what do you folks want to eat, eh?
May I recommend my sauerbrat mit Kartoffelklößen? Oder der Knackwurst mit Schliegel gedunken, ne? Oder the speciality of the house,
Wiener Schnitzel aller Holstein.
You know what I feel like tonight? Cornflakes.
Anybody know what this fella's name is?
Well, not exactly, but I know this much. He's from Circleville.
That's a help. Hey, folks, why don't you let me order for all of us, huh? Specialties all round. 5 Wiener Schnitzels coming up.
Oh, Wiener Schnitzels. I'll break out all over.
Yes, sirree, I guess you folks must be pretty happy about what's happened.
Well, I suppose we're happy. What's happened?
Oh, as if you didn't know. But I want you folks to know that you're not one bit more proud than I am.
Proud schmaud? What's this guy talking about?
I suppose you've all been reading about the devaluation of the British pound.
Well, the way I figure it, let those folks on the other side of the Atlantic take care of their money, and I'll take care of mine.
That's the kind of talk that leads to economic suicide.
Mother!
I don't know what's suicide about. It's the way I've run my business for years.
Dad!
What about the billions of dollars we're spending abroad?
Mother!
What about the billions of dollars we should be spending right here at home?
I never spent the $2.
You didn't?
I framed it.
Framed it?
It's right there on the wall of my office in Circleville, just as big as life.
Well, I suppose there's nothing wrong with that.
Janet.
Yes, Mother?
This man sitting next to me is as batty as a bedbug.
Marriage. I guess there just isn't anything like it.
Nobody's come up with a satisfactory substitute.
Yes, sirree. Don't you often wonder where we men would be without the women? Or where the women would be without the men? And you know, these two youngsters here, they're my first.
Your first what?
Oh, you don't know who I am. I'm the guy who did it. Yes, it was just 4 weeks ago today. Janet.
The food's here.
Is everybody as hungry as I am? I'm just starved. Aren't you starved, Mr. Lewis? I'll bet you're just famished, Mother. Aren't you just famished?
I'm rapidly losing my appetite.
Here is a speciality of the house. Wiener Schnitzel aller Holstein aller Hans Goppelmeister. Charlie Host und Proprietor of the Alpine King.
Ho. just smell that. Smell that aroma. I can just close my eyes and tell you that's the same dish I ate here in 1922.
I can just hold my nose and tell you I won't like it.
Mother, you shouldn't decide until you've tasted it.
There are only 3 things in the world that I can't stand. Needlepoint, Parcheesi, and Wiener Schnitzel.
I like Parcheesi. Well, as I started to say before, it was just 4 weeks ago today that these two young people...
Your food's getting cold.
And Wiener Schnitzel's no good if it gets cold.
Well, if it's been sitting around here since 1922, a few more minutes will do.
Well, what's the matter?
I think there's a guppy in my water glass.
Mother, it's just a breadcrumb.
I don't think this place is sanitary, and I don't see a certificate on the wall anyplace that says this kitchen has been inspected by the state health authorities.
Who cares? You gotta eat a peck of dirt before you die.
Well, as soon as I get back home, I'm going to have this place investigated by the Women's Civic Betterment League.
What's the matter?
Drink a glass of water, Mr. Lewis.
Give him mine.
Excuse me. I just thought for a minute you said the Women's Civic Betterment League.
I did.
Am I to understand that you have any remote connection with this League of Harpies?
I am the president of that League of Harpies.
What? Get God!
I am also chairman of the policy board.
You get God!
Mother is very active.
Now, Dad, don't lose your temper.
For months they've been on my neck. For months they've been making my life miserable. They've been trying to drive me out of business. I come down to my old alma mater to get 1 weekend of peace, 1 weekend of freedom from the Women's Civic Betterment League, and I get the president of it right in the middle of my Wiener Schnitzel.
What is your line of work, Mr. Lewis?
I'm a real estate man from Cleveland.
Oh, You're that, Lewis, are you? You swindler!
Mother!
You heard her, James. You heard what she said. I've got witnesses.
All right.
I'll sue you for defamation of character. I'll sue you in every court in this land.
When we get through with you, you won't be able to sue a jackrabbit. You won't even be able to make a telephone call unless you borrow a nickel from the warden.
Everything I've done is completely legal.
Legal, huh? Make a real estate development out of a peat bog. Paradise Acres.
So it's a little damp. What's wrong with a little water?
A little water? My sister bought a house in Paradise Acres, and the only way she can get to her flower bed is in a rubber boat.
Did Aunt Mina buy her house from Mr. Lewis?
Yes. And it was the same thing as if he'd stuck his dirty fist in poor Aunt Nina's pocketbook and stolen $12,000.
Now, just a minute.
That's why I've been laboring night and day to put a stop to people like you. I've got the Betterment League mobilized to a woman. We've got a bill before the state legislature, and they'll drive you and your kind out of business. Con men.
Well, I got swindled on that property. I had to get rid of it somehow.
But why did... Mr. Lewis, why did you have to pick on poor Aunt Nina?
Well, let the buyer beware.
Your father swindled my poor Aunt Nina.
Well, why didn't your old Aunt Nina watch what she was buying?
You know, I sense a very definite feeling of friction.
We're leaving. We're leaving. I won't sit at the same table with this Lewis person. Not another second. And I won't have you sitting here with his son. Ha-ha! The tea leaves were certainly right.
Go on, you old battle axe! If you think James and I want you and your skinny daughter smiling out into your face, get on your broomstick and fly on it!
Oh, my goodness. I'm a failure. It's all my fault. I'm to blame. I must have done something wrong.
Shut up!
Oh, such rudeness.
Well, now the Alpine Cave Floor Show. Hans Kummelmeister presents the singing and dancing of my famous Bavarian Bellringer. Ein, zwei...
Waiter, would you bring us a check, please?
Don't worry, I'll pay the bill.
I wouldn't eat off of your contaminated money. And, Janet, I want it clearly understood that you are never to see this boy again.
James, if I hear of you coming within spitting distance of this girl, I'll yank you out of college so fast you won't know what to do.
Remember, when you are the guest of Hans Gubelmeister, everybody loves everybody.
Jimmy!
Separate checks!
We'll rejoin Dan and Jimmy in just a moment. Joan Davis will bring you another hilarious session in a department store tonight on her new Monday comedy series, Leave It to Joan. In fact, if you'll just stay tuned, most of these same stations will bring you Joan immediately following Young Love. Now, back to the campus of Midwestern University.
Hi, Mitch.
Hi, Mitch.
Well, kids, how'd it go? I bet your folks really got to know each other.
They sure did.
And when they got to be real pals and buddies, did you let them in on your little secret?
Mitch, somehow we didn't feel it was exactly the psychological moment.
How did it go?
It was a BFFTSNHH.
Meaning?
It was a big, fat flop that shouldn't never have happened.
You'll hear Young Love, a new CBS college story every week at this time, starring Jimmy Lydon and Janet Waldo, with John Heaston, Verna Felton, John Brown, Jerry Hausner, Hans Conried, your announcer Larry Thor, the Judd Conlon choristers, and the music of Elliot Daniel, conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Young Love is written and directed by Lawrence and Lee. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.